Well, a surprise for you. It's Dan Blakely with Dina Cooper. Dina Speaks Dog on 1050 Chum. I'm Dan Blakely with Dina Cooper, of course. Aggressive dogs. Always a lot of questions about them. Everything from safety concerns to how to handle them. Top 10 questions coming at you along with some answers. And the first question we have here, Dina, is what would you consider to be aggressive behavior in a dog?
Well, dogs display aggressive behavior for several reasons. And from the dog's perspective, there's always a specific reason. While you may consider a pat on the head friendly, a dog may interpret that action as threatening. The dog's perception of the situation determines his reaction. While unacceptable, aggressive behavior is one of the few communication tools available to a dog. Dogs may display aggressive behavior because of dominance issues. Remember, dogs are social animals and view their human families as packs. When dogs perceive a challenge to their status, aggressive behavior may result, and dogs may behave aggressively towards any person or dog believed to be lower in the pack. Another one is fear. Aggression can be a defensive reaction when dogs believe they are at risk of being harmed. And there's territorial, protective, and possessive concerns. Dogs sometimes react to a perceived threat to their territory, pack, or possessions. Dogs are territorial and may view the territory as extending well beyond the borders of their yards, often considering the entire loop of their daily walk to be theirs.
This is something a lot of people don't have a real good grasp on. I think they wind up getting a dog as a pet, and they're not ready for this aggressive behavior, and it takes them by surprise, and they just throw their hands up, and they don't know what to do.
That's correct, because many people end up treating their dogs as little people and toys, and they don't know how to establish a pecking order in their house, and before you know it, they end up having a problem. For example, a dog may growl at them while they're trying to get the dog off the couch.
Right. So let's talk about that for a second then. You got a dog on the couch. You don't want the dog there. What's the best way to handle that, your dominant dog?
There's a number one, I wouldn't allow my dog on the couch to begin with. But having said that, if you are going to allow your dog on the couch, I would only allow my dog on the couch 5 days a week, and the other 2 days he's on the bed on the floor to let him know that you're in control of the situation and not him. Therefore, you will be able to eliminate any type of aggressive behavior when it comes to who's hogging the couch now.
But there's the trick, I suppose, is you're talking about 5 days on the couch and 2 days on the floor. When it comes to those 2 days on the floor, how do you convince the dog that that's what he or she is supposed to do?
Attach a leash to the dog, and every time the dog goes to jump on the couch, you quietly get up off your butt, put your movie on mute or hold, and take the dog off the couch silently. And after a few attempts, the dog will be sitting there looking at you going, "What do you want me to do now?" And at that point in time, you can get up off the couch once again, go to that cookie jar that's close by, and lead your dog to his bed and say, "Come on, go to your bed, come on." And chances are that your dog will, after a few attempts, within a few days, will automatically go to his bed and realize that that's a better place to be.
All right. So are there other ways of handling dominant dogs as well? That's one example, but there are other things that we should be watching for and we should be doing as well?
Yes, but some people don't see the behavior of dominance until it's well-formed, and that's when you have to bring in the specialists.
Okay, and you'll know well ahead of time that you have no control over the situation, that you really need to bring somebody else in. Are pet owners quick to realize that, or do they tend to take the viewpoint that I can fix this myself?
No, I would say that pet owners often sometimes have rose-colored glasses on and don't see what's in front of them because the dog is so cute.
Yes. Oh, he's so cute. Such a cutie.
Yeah,
look at that face.
And they accept that behavior because they don't know any differently. And
okay.
They have nothing to compare it to until it escalates to the point where the dog snapped at the neighbor's ankle walking by. And then they may, at that point in time, or may not realize they have a problem. And some people, you know, once they realize they have the problem, we'll do something about it. And some people just accept it and say, "Oh, you know what? Sorry, my dog's not very friendly." And and accept that as part of the personality traits when you don't really have to.
Okay. So it looks like we've covered off what you consider to be aggressive behavior in a dog, why my dog is behaving in an aggressive manner, and how I should handle a dominant dog. How about my dog refuses to obey well-known commands and resists my handling? Is this a problem?
It definitely is a problem. Most dogs assume a submissive role in their family pack, but some dogs will challenge their owners. While growling and baring their teeth are clearly aggressive, dominance problems may begin with less obvious signs such as defending food or toys from family members, resisting previously known commands, or refusing to get down from the furniture. So don't try and solve the problem by yourself. When dealing with an aggressive behavior in a dog, seek out professional help. Just remember, while a dog may behave aggressively for no apparent reason, from the dog's perspective, there's always a reason.
Okay. I have more than one dog. They fight with each other. What should I do?
Okay. Try to avoid interfering with your dog's social interactions while maintaining your position. Of course, if your dog is harming the other one, then you should get involved. And if your dog's pack behavior has escalated into aggression, then I would seek the help of a behavior specialist. And if you see your dog's fighting and you want to break it up, I would suggest squirting them with a water bottle. Or another way is you can get a blanket and throw it over them. But don't try to stop the fight, because most people will end up getting bitten in the process.
That's the thing. A lot of people would jump right in and they start pulling on collars on one dog or the other, or you've got two people pulling at both, and that's just going to aggravate the problem, I would suspect.
That's correct. It just escalates it, because people start screaming and panicking at the same time.
Okay. You talked about the couch example earlier, a dog on the couch, and you don't think a dog should be on the couch anyway. But the dog keeps going up on the couch. So do you punish a dog for aggressive behavior? Is that part of the process? You had mentioned at that point the leash trick, but some people aren't going to be able to get their heads around that very well, I don't think, and they're going to resort to or revert back to a punishment kind of thing.
No, I don't think you should punish your dog, because the punishment may make it worse. And punishing an aggressive, perhaps fearful, leads to more fear and possibly more aggressive. As far as a dominant aggressive dog, that dog may view punishment as a challenge. And to see a dog reacting defensively, punishment will seem like a further threat. And
you don't want to inflict any more fear into your pet, because that may bring on more aggression. Is that what you're trying to get at?
Yeah, aggression begets aggression.
Okay. For those who have tried everything, nothing is working. Now what do they do? They've tried everything on their own. They've read every book. They've listened to you. What you're telling them isn't working. Now do they need to give you a call or somebody else who has the same kind of training you have?
You may want to try giving a call prior to that, number one. And number two, there's no such thing as nothing working. If that's the case, then I think it's the error on the human's part.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if it's to that extreme, then you may want to look at alternative methods regarding that dog, as far as any medications, or if he is perceived as a threat, then you may have to think of sending him to doggy heaven if it is that bad.
Ooh. Let me ask you this question before we go on to what else is on the list here. Should people, prospective dog owners, have to take some kind of course before they go out and get a dog, so that they have some understanding of what they're getting into, as opposed to saying, oh, look at that cute little dog in the window there. We got to get us one of those.
Unfortunately, there's no courses. Just like having a kid, there's no courses before you have a kid. So you have to, I would do your research properly, mm-hmm. and definitely enroll your dog, if it's a puppy, into a puppy class. And if you get a rescue dog, then you may want to enroll him in a class that will help you establish yourself as a pack leader.
But that's a learned behavior for a pet owner as well, right? Because you talked about dogs being naturally a pack animal. So they continue thinking they're pack because it's a part of their genetic makeup. You have to almost become part of that pack, do you not?
Correct.
Okay. So, again, do your research, you know, talk to people who have dogs, grab a book, but don't just look at that cute little face in the window and say, that's for me, because you don't really know what you're getting into.
No, most definitely. Do your research. Like I mentioned before, you know, read books, go online, and as you've mentioned, ask people that own the type of breed that you're looking for,
mm-hmm.
and see what their response is.
All right. Question number 8. What sort of precautions should I be taking?
Your dog is your responsibility and you're liable for his or her behavior. If you know your dog is inclined towards aggression, then either towards people or other animals, avoid situations that likely lead to aggression. And if your dog behaves possessively towards his toys, then I would put him on a behavior modification regarding being possessive over his toys. And if your dog is territorial in certain locations, then you need to avoid them. And you also need to supervise your dog when they're around other animals and as well as when children are present. If it's really bad, then I would suggest when you walk your dog outside to use a muzzle to help control your dog and prevent others from being bitten.
You talked about being possessive with toys. Should you be able to reach in and take a toy from your dog without any trouble at all if you feel it's necessary?
Yes, you should. But you want to be able to let the dog know at the same time that you're not taking it away for good. And if you are doing that, in fact, you may end up indirectly teach the dog to be possessive over his toys.
Right. So you have to be careful with that, too.
Correct.
What about children and aggressive dogs? That's a tricky one.
You need to keep in mind that because of children's smaller size, dogs sometimes see them as playmates or lower members of the pack. And I would suggest that you never leave a child alone with a dog. It doesn't matter the age of the child or the temperament of the dog. And therefore, being proactive, you won't have any altercations at a later date.
Yeah, you don't want to leave anything to chance at all.
No.
No. Some breeds more aggressive than others, I imagine.
Some breeds are frequently cited as being naturally aggressive. While it's true that some breeds naturally exhibit more guarding, protective, or reactive behavior, aggressive tendencies vary from dog to dog and even within the breed. Whether a dog readily engages in aggressive behavior is usually influenced by several factors. Could be genetic, breed, age, gender, and how the dog is trained and treated.
Okay. Heard you talking a couple of weeks ago about differences between mixed breeds and purebreds. Is one more likely to be more aggressive than the other in your experience?
No.
No?
No. It's not breed specific.
So it's not something you necessarily have to take into consideration when you're deciding to go out and find a dog to bring home as a pet.
If you're looking at breed purebreds versus mixed, no. It obviously depends on the purebred and depends on the combination of the mixed breed.
All right. When my eldest son was born, someone gave me a poster with some parenting advice, and the main line across the top was, children live what they learn. In essence, suggesting that all children come into the world with a clean slate and their behavior as a direct result of the environment that they grow up in. Can the same be said for dogs, or are there some inherent genetic traits that we have to be concerned about?
What you're saying is completely true regarding dogs, too. Remember, dogs, when they come to you, have no bad habits, but by the time they're 6 months old, they can be full of bad habits if you don't do something about it.
Okay. If by chance we missed a question someone has about aggressive dogs, they can always drop you an email or give you a phone call?
Yes.
Okay. Give us the email address.
Dina@dinaspeaksdog.com.
Okay. And the phone number?
1-877-HEY-DOGS. That's